The International Monetary Fund, IMF, on Saturday returned to Washington without formally concluding discussions, saying that the talks would continue in coming days with a view to agreeing on the budget, in a statement that shows gaps between the two sides. "We will continue discussions towards agreeing over the authority's fiscal year 2026 budget over the coming days," stated Nathan Porter, the outgoing mission chief to Pakistan, in a statement issued after the end of 10-day talks held on the contours of the new budget. Porter said that the discussions focused on actions to enhance revenue, including by bolstering compliance and expanding the tax base, and prioritize expenditure. The IMF mission was scheduled to arrive in Pakistan on May 13 till May 23, but due to India-Pakistan tensions, it held the first round of talks from Turkey. The face-to-face discussions began on May 19 from Islamabad but did not conclude within the pre-agreed time frame. The IMF said that its staff visit was focused on recent economic developments, program implementation, and the budget strategy for fiscal year 2026. The government sources said that there was broader understanding on the next fiscal year's overarching goal of primary budget surplus. However, there were gaps in the understanding of both sides, particularly over the modus operandi to reach the goal. Porter said that the authorities concerned reaffirmed their commitment to fiscal consolidation while safeguarding social and priority expenditures, aiming for a primary surplus of 1.6% of GDP in FY 2026. At the next fiscal year's projected size of the economy, the surplus will be equal to nearly 2.1 trillion rupees, which is slightly lower than what the Ministry of Finance stated last week. Interestingly, the IMF said that based on the preliminary findings of this mission, the IMF staff will prepare a report that, subject to management approval, will be presented to the IMF's executive board for discussion and decision. The government sources said still no consensus had been reached over the next fiscal year's tax target, some revenue measures and relief to certain sectors. They said that the target would depend on the spending outlays for the three major heads of the budget. There were also gaps on the points of giving relief to the salaried class, the real estate sector and taxing of pensions, said the sources. Last week, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif termed the proposed relief for the salaried class by the fiber as insufficient and instead asked the tax machinery to secure more relief. The senior fiber and the finance ministry negotiators said that the quantum of the salaried class relief was not yet decided. The sources said that the IMF asked Pakistan to propose alternate measures to provide relief to the salaried class. The fund suggested imposing taxes on high-end pensioners and using the money for providing relief to the salaried class.